Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. The white man smirked. He was confident. The debate topic in 1929, were black people equal to whites? But with one sentence, W.E. Du Bois had the white man laughed off stage and ruined his whole career. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. It was billed as the greatest debate in history. In 1929, our people were in the throes of fighting for liberation. The world was watching, and this debate posed a simple question. It did not go like the white man thought it would. The question, shall the Negro be encouraged to seek cultural equality? W.E. Du Bois said yes. His opponent, a white supremacist whose mentor had inspired Hitler, argued no. But of course, the white man was far too confident. He argued the white race was superior and that black people could never be equal to them. Du Bois pointed out that white people constantly race mixed all over the globe and then made up lies about non-whites wanting to marry their daughters. Du Bois proved his point, but then came the read that brought down the house. Du Bois ended his speech with a question of his own. Who in the hell asked to marry your daughters? The entire audience erupted into laughter. Du Bois' win went viral. Even when the white supremacist tried to write a rebuttal letter, Du Bois showed up and shut him down again. Du Bois showed us the truth. We don't need white permission to be equal. We must remember that white superiority is a lie, and that no matter where we look, history shows just how amazing we truly are. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please subscribe and rate our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.